Welcome to the Essential Korean Podcast, where I help break down the nuances of the Korean language to help you become a more aware and confident speaker of Korean. If you enjoy the podcast, we've created the Essential Korean membership to help provide a complete set of tools to elevate your Korean to the next level. Check that out on our website, along with my weekly newsletter at essentialkorean.com. Now, on to the episode. Essential Korean K-Sei입니다. It feels so great to be back with a new episode after a long pause since the last episode. There are a few reasons for taking a bit long this time for a new episode. One of them actually was due to the scope I felt I had to cover for today's topic. I must admit, it felt a little daunting to tackle this. However, after discussion and brainstorming sessions with Eric, my son, who always provides insights into the learner's perspective and often helps untangle complicated things, I'm ready to share this episode on the topic of Korean you. And I'm putting the word you in quotes that I worked on together with Eric. So this episode is really a product of teamwork, and I would like to acknowledge that. 고마워, Eric. Now, are you ready to tackle this topic? Let's do it. It will be fun and culturally enlightening. If you've ever typed you into a digital translator, you've probably seen 너 most likely, and maybe 당신 or 자네. But these words are never used in the ways the English pronoun you is used. If you've been following this podcast, you might have already discovered the simplest way to navigate the Korean you world. That's right, the easiest approach is to not overthink which term to use and simply leave it out of the sentence. In English, we can't avoid using you unless it is a command like go, come, and listen. Even everyday phrases like how are you and thank you include you. However, in Korean, the second person pronoun is often omitted, as seen in phrases like 안녕하세요 and 고맙습니다, which contained only verbs. Here are a few more examples. Let's say you ran into someone you know on the street. To find out where they're headed, you will say, where are you going? The English sentence requires you. In contrast, the Korean equivalent 어디 가요 or 어디 가세요 doesn't have any word that addresses the person you're talking to. 어디 means where, 가요 is the neutral verb form for go, and 가세요 is its honorific form. The listeners gather meaning from various communicative cues like body language, voice tone, and most importantly, context. Now, I am not suggesting that you should completely avoid using you in Korean. Of course not. Although even native speakers may choose to omit it in certain tricky situations. Presenting this topic is challenging due to its broad scope. But in this episode, we will explore how Koreans address others in public, professional, and personal spheres when English speakers use the you pronoun. And I'll share my experiences and also observations I've made as a Korean teacher. We thought a good place to start would be to first think about and discuss how we actually use you in the English language. Let's use an example situation where you want to tell your mother that you love her. So you say, I love you. In this English sentence, the second person pronoun you refers to your mom. Now, imagine that later in the day, you want to tell your significant other that you love them. You would say, I love you. The exact same three words. What does that tell us about the English word you? In and of itself, it carries no information on who the person you is. except that it's a second person being directly addressed. Let's switch to a Korean mode. Imagine you want to tell your mom you love her. You would say, 나 엄마 사랑해, in which 나 means I, 엄마 means mom, and 사랑해 means love. What about if you want to tell your significant other you love them? You would say, 나 자기 사랑해, or 나 여보 사랑해, where 자기 and 여보 are the terms people use to address their significant others or their spouse, followed by the verb 사랑해, love. The term 자기 or 여보 can be replaced with other terms people have established with their significant others to address them. This is the first key point. The English way of directly addressing a second person, the word you does not provide any information on who you are addressing. This is why it can be used everywhere and generally, whether you're talking to mother, significant other, boss, stranger, whoever. The Korean way of directly addressing a second person, however, is to address them with a word specific to their title or the nature of your relationship, whether it's 엄마 for your mom or 여보 for your spouse. In Korean, the word you choose to address the second person will reveal information about the nature of your relationship or their position and status. This brings a second key point. There are so many ways of saying you in Korean, for there are many different positions, titles, and types of relationships that need to be distinguished between. Even the closest direct copy of the English word you in the Korean language, 너, which can be somewhat applied generally, is very limited in usage because at least two conditions have to be met. One, they're younger than you, the speaker. And two, you talk to them in the casual speech style, also known as 반말. Thus, the nature of the Korean language means that there isn't a single general word to directly refer to a second person. On the flip side, this variance means each word will inherently end up giving information about their position, title, or the nature of the relationship between the speaker and the second person. This is the core reason as to why, in the case of Korean, we must talk about the many different ways to address the person you are talking to, rather than the second person pronoun per se. You may realize that there is a way in English where we can directly address the second person and also include information about who they are. If we return to our mom example, this would be as simple as changing the phrase I love you to I love you, mom. But it wouldn't make any sense to directly say to your mom, I love mom, getting rid of the word you. She may ask you if you're talking to her and if you are feeling alright. Yet the Korean equivalent for I love you, mom is 나 엄마 사랑해. And its word-to-word translation is I, mom, love. 나 엄마 사랑해. This leads to my third point, which is that you in the English language is an indicator that you are directly addressing someone in the second person. In fact, it's not possible to make the sentence grammatically correct without the second person pronoun you. In Korean, however, you don't need or have an indicator like the English word you. But the context will supply necessary information to make the meaning. Let's take a moment to review. Our first key point was that the English way of directly addressing a second person, the word you, does not provide much information on who you are addressing. Our second key point was that Because of the way a second person is addressed in Korean, there are many ways of saying you in Korean, and one can glean information about their status, title, or nature of the relationship. Our third key point was that you in the English language is a necessary indicator that you are directly addressing someone in the second person. In Korean, context is oftentimes sufficient. These three points should provide an excellent framework for you to wrap your head around the differences between you in quote in Korean and you in English. One thing I want to highlight here again is that the choice you make in how to address the person you talk to reveals what type of relationship you want to have with them, a personal and intimate one, or formal, among other things. This shares some commonality with the speech styles and levels I've covered in the past, in that it can bring the relationships closer or keep it at the arm's length, and also that it reveals the perception you have with the person that you're talking to. This is the reason why it's important to make choices that would be agreeable to the other person, the party you are addressing, if you do not want to offend them or to not miss out on opportunities to build positive and desirable relationships. With an extensive framework to build off of, we'll now go to situational examples to elaborate on the key points and shed some light on them. Feel free to review parts of the episode again at your leisure to internalize this novel concept. Okay, so for situational examples, I'm going to start with a few K-drama scenes and what's lost in the subtitles that have to do with the ways Koreans address the person that they're talking to. Recently, I was watching an episode of the K-drama titled Our Blues, 우리들의 블루스. There was a scene where Eun-hee was telling another female character about her first love in high school. The female character was reacting to Eun-hee's tantalizing stories, and the subtitles for the scene read, "You totally did that, Eun-hee? Like this?" And, "You are unbelievable, Eun-hee." And another line was translated, "Seriously, Eun-hee?" But in the original Korean, the character never said Eun-hee as written in the subtitles. Instead, 언니 was how Eun-hee was referred to. The term 언니 means older sister and is used to address and refer to one's own sister. However, it is also used by females to address other older females who are not blood related but with whom she feels close with. So, when the other female character called Eun-hee 언니, Koreans would know that she's younger than Eun-hee, and the nature of their relationship is quite close and casual. That's what's lost in translation in the subtitles. If you don't know Korean, you may never know there's age gap between them, and that their relationship is casual and friendly enough that it's mutually fine to address and to be addressed with the term 언니. Let me tell you about another scene from the recent drama, Crash Course in Romance, 일타스캔들. There was a scene where the director of a private institute, also known as 학원, was talking to the mother of a student who attends a class there. The director addresses the parent with the term 어머니, which means mother, and is from the perspective of the student. This approach is quite common in various situations, addressing the party you are talking to from the perspective of another party who is also related or relevant to their relationship. For example, we might see a woman addressing her brother-in-law, her husband's younger brother, with the term 삼촌, or her sister-in-law, her husband's younger sister, with the term 고모. The term 삼촌 means uncle and 고모 means aunt on one's father's side. Korean kinship terms is a topic for a whole other episode. Anyways, they're not the woman's uncle or aunt. They are her children's uncle and aunt. Thus, she's using the terms to address her brother-in-law and sister-in-law from the perspective of her children. Similarly, when mothers address the other moms from their children's school, they address each other with the term 엄마, which means mom, following the kid's first name. If you met the mother whose child's first name is 정수 at an open school night, you will call her 정수 엄마. When my son Eric attended an international school in Korea, I was 에릭 엄마. No mothers I had met at different occasions at school ever asked my name, because they didn't need to know my name to call me or talk with me. In the kids' school context, what they needed was the name of my child so they can add 엄마 to it and address me. Thus, the places where the pronoun you is needed when talking in English would be filled with the term 에릭 엄마. If they wanted to ask me if I was going somewhere, they would say to me, 에릭 엄마 가요? Which would be translated, are you going? But in the actual Korean sentence, what we have is 에릭 엄마, Eric's mom, and the verb 가요 in the rising intonation, meaning go in question. 에릭 엄마 가요? In fact, even with those moms I got close over time, it was after quite some time that I got to know their names. But that's because I asked. As mentioned earlier, the terms one chooses to use reveal the kind of relationship you have with them or the kind of relationship you want to have with them. In the case with the moms I got to know from Eric's high school, we would all start calling each other so-and-so 엄마. There were two moms who I got to talk more and meet outside of the school. Both of them were younger than me. After the so-and-so's 엄마 stage, one of them started to call me 언니 after a brief announcement. 그냥 언니라고 불러도 괜찮죠? Which means, it's okay to call you 언니, right? I said, 아, 그럼요. Which means, of course. Somehow that made me feel closer to her because the fact that she wanted to call me 언니, it was an indication, or at least I interpreted it, that she wanted to get more personal and closer with me. Soon after, I switched the term to address her from so-and-so 엄마 to her first name followed by 씨, which marks courtesy when added after a name. Because I also wanted to be friends with her, not just a mom from her kid's school. The youngest mom in the group continued to call me 에릭 엄마. Until after some time, she switched to 언니 as well. One thing to note is that the one who first started to call me 언니 is a very outgoing person, and the other one who took a longer time to make the switch from 에릭 엄마 to 언니 is a more reserved person. After the kids graduated from high school and went off to college, my relationship with the moms continued, and I now consider them my friends. I call them by their first names plus 씨, and the speech style I use when I talk to them has been switched from the entirely polite style, also known as 존댓말, now to mixture of 존댓말 and 반말, the casual style. As this anecdote shows, especially in the personal domain, how you address others is often a personal choice, dependent on how you perceive the relationship or the direction to which you want to take the relationship. When there is discrepancy in the perception, adverse or uncomfortable emotions can exist between the involved parties. This is an episode on how to say you in Korean, so it probably wouldn't feel complete without a number of short situational examples covering a range of ways to refer to someone. Shall we go for it? Let's do it with rapid situational examples. In K-12 schools, students address their teachers with the term 선생님, where 선생 means teacher, and 님 is an honorific suffix added to a personal title or name. At universities, students call their professors 교수님, with 교수 meaning professor, and 님 again being the honorific suffix. In offices, people often use titles attached to their last name, or sometimes their full name, which can sound formal. The suffix 님 is added if the person being addressed is of a higher position. Alternatively, people may use first names or full name, followed by 씨. A fascinating recent social phenomenon in modern Korea involves companies adopting a policy to eliminate hierarchical terms by using English names when addressing each other. A friend of mine who is the director of an international fashion company mentioned that her organization has recently implemented this policy. When I asked how she felt about being called by her first name, she said it was fine. However, she admitted that using her Korean name in the same manner would make her feel a little uncomfortable. She also noted that the shift in addressing terms within the company has undoubtedly contributed to juniors being more open to sharing their ideas and speaking up to their superiors. She also shared that the HR department had been interested in implementing this first name policy, but couldn't persuade the previous older CEO to adopt it. This story shows a shift in Korean society towards greater equality met with both enthusiasm and resistance. But by all measures, the trend towards equalization is becoming increasingly evident in various aspects of contemporary Korean society. I'll discuss this further in a future episode, but for now, let's move on to another situation. Banks, which tend to be more traditional and conservative than other sectors like startups, often address male customers as 사장님, which means company president, and female customers as 사모님, which is the term originally used for wives of prominent men. This is to elevate clients regardless of their occupation. It's what I see now, but this may become an older anecdote soon, as Korea continues to push for equalization. Another example. While golfing, you might notice caddies using a range of terms to address golfers, such as 사장님, 사모님, first name 님, and 회원님, with 회원 meaning a member of a group or club, followed by the honorific suffix 님. I believe these variations in addressing others reflect that the world of Korean you is in transition for sure. One more case. I recall feeling surprised when a staff member at a club where I held membership addressed me with my first name followed by 님. The emotions from my Korean side, I think, were stirred a bit. And it felt a little strange having a young person in their early 20s call me by my first name. This was about 4 years ago, though. And since then, I've become accustomed to this way of addressing others. Here's an endearing anecdote about my friend's mother-in-law. She became quite upset when a street vendor addressed her as 할머니, which means grandmother, feeling it was extremely rude not to call her 사모님 instead. Remember the term 사모님 assumes that her husband holds a prominent social position? We were amused by her strong reaction to a term used by someone who had no idea of her background or social standing. From the vendor's perspective, she was simply an elderly woman who likely appeared too old to be called 아줌마, a term referring to middle-aged women, which carried its own rich nuances and messages for those who use it. This also, I will reserve for another future episode. If you like a comprehensive list of terms used to dress in various social situations, you can find it on our website along with our courses and other content as an EK member. It will be an excellent reference with many of these words. Okay, that brings us to an end of this episode. It was quite packed, but we hope you found it informative and enjoyed listening to it as much as we did planning it out. If you've enjoyed our podcast and found value in our content, please consider leaving a review and sharing it with others who might also benefit. We put a lot of effort into creating and releasing only high-quality content, and your support will help us reach more people who are interested in learning Korean and discovering rich culture that comes with it. All right, I'll be back with another episode soon. Until then, stay healthy, everyone. 고맙습니다.